AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden compared the rows of crosses and headstones he saw at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day to the 21 crosses he and First Lady Jill Biden encountered the day before in front of Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
After Columbine, after Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done.
The president notes that the CDC reports guns are the number one killer of children in the United States, and in the past 20 years, more children have been killed by gunfire than on-duty police and active-duty military combined. Biden also notes that no significant gun legislation has been passed by Congress since the ban of semi-automatic rifles in 1994, a ban that expired in 2004. He's called for such weapons to be outlawed, and if Congress can't do that, raise the age limit to 21 to buy one, ban large magazines, and end the liability protections for gun manufacturers. He adds Senate Republican leaders have done nothing to address the rising gun violence.
My God. The fact that the majority of the Senate Republicans don't want any of these proposals even to be debated or come up for a vote, I find unconscionable. We can't fail the American people again.
While the president was speaking, the House Judiciary Committee moved along a package of gun measures, including limiting semi-automatic purchases to people 21 and over. It faces slim chances in the Senate. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says it is possible kids under 5 could get coronavirus shots as soon as June 21st.
We know that many, many parents are eager to vaccinate their youngest kids.
Both the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have to authorize the new vaccinations. This is AP News. A new report finds an increase in poisonings in children with the sleep aid melatonin.
The CDC report says poison control centers received more than 52,000 calls last year about children consuming worrisome amounts of melatonin, a six-fold increase from about a decade earlier. Most of the calls were about young children accidentally getting into bottles of melatonin, some of which come in the form of gummies for kids. Melatonin is a hormone that helps control the body's sleep cycle. Experts say many people can tolerate even relatively large doses of melatonin without significant harm. The reason for the big jump in poisoning is more kids are home during the pandemic, giving them more access to melatonin. I'm Ed Donahue.
The National Hurricane Center issues a tropical storm watch for Florida and parts of Cuba for the remnants of Pacific Hurricane Agatha. It's expected to form into Tropical Storm Alex in the Gulf of Mexico and bring heavy rain through the weekend. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big